charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
Dewey, Jen, Dewey.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of So Much Jenergy. Oh, man. Hope you made it through the full moon this week. Speaking of the werewolf, I got Jeff Jones here. Welcome back.
Jen, thanks for having me.
Go making those faces. They can't see you on the podcast, on the audio.
Nothing.
Tell us what's up for the week, and I tell you about my week, and then my list.
Jen, let me ask you this, Jen. What do you think about, do you think your smartphone tracks you or
Absolutely.
Listens? Do you think it listens in on things and then?
All the time.
The reason I'm asking is I had an apprentice in the shop this week. He was in the shop 2 days, okay? One day we were out. We walk out. I have a cigarette. He doesn't smoke, but he was just standing out there bullshitting with me.
Okay.
And there's train tracks run right past our work. And he was like, oh, you ever go on a train, this and that? And I'm like, yeah, I've been on a train. I love traveling on Amtrak. I think it's so much fun. Relaxing. So much better than driving a car. From now on, if Amtrak runs anywhere that I'm going to or driving to, I'm taking Amtrak 100%.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that.
Okay.
We go back in. He gets on his phone because he's real big into Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Dogecoin, buying all that. That's all this kid rambled about.
Okay.
But he opens up his phone. There is an ad for Amtrak. All right.
Yep.
And then we start talking. He's like, do you think the phone knew? Like it hurt us? I'm like, well, yeah, obviously. He's like, that's messed up. The next day he was in there in the shop with me working. Again, we hop outside. I have a cigarette. Outside's about the only time you get the time to like chit chat and talk on a regular level. Usually we're working on stuff. We're hammering metal. It's loud, a lot of cutting. And we're out there talking again. He's like, oh, what's your plan for lunch? I go, I just sit in my car and read this and that. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, what's around here? Is there anywhere around here delivers this and that? We go back in. He has an ad on his phone for Uber Eats or for Grubhub or something like come across on his phone. And he was 100% convinced that his phone listens in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this,
anytime I'm doing stuff in the house, I put something over my camera every 100% of the time.
Like on your laptop or phone or what?
My phone.
Mm-hmm. On your phone? Your phone camera?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, I always put like a booby rock on the top of it when it's sitting on the counter just because, I mean, they still listen in, so it doesn't matter. And if you turn your microphone off, then it won't work when you're talking on your phone or like if you're doing a video, it won't work. So it'll make you turn it back on.
Yeah.
So even if you turn the microphone off, I mean, I feel like it's still listening. So,
you know, they are. Not to mention if you have an Alexa even in your house,
yeah,
which a lot of people nowadays have Alexas or devices.
Nah.
So, yep. Yeah. The whole smartphone thing, not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I would still carry a flip phone. If I could, I'd get a pager. I've tried to get a pager in the past year or two. I tried to get a pager.
Yeah.
And I was told you can't. And that if you have any, they won't activate them. But if you have one that is activated, like, and I was told also, this is only for doctors. Yeah. Some doctors still carry pagers.
Okay.
If they fail to pay that bill and it gets shut off, it will not get turned back on. So if you have a pager,
so you got to commit,
pay that bill. Well, I even told him, I even tried to give him like money under the table. Like, look, give me a pager, turn it on. I won't let it deactivate. I tried to go under the table. I think we were at T-Mobile. We were at T-Mobile or somewhere. Clearly, they're not just going to have a pager on hand to give you.
That's funny. No, we were watching a movie the other day and they had the old Blackberries on there, which were funny
to see. The roller ball, the one with the ball on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Or when, remember when Nokia came with the slide out phone with the keyboard?
Yep, that was the other one. yeah, pops up. I still use that as an alarm clock in my room.
That's funny.
In my old phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's because at the time I downloaded some cool ringtones to it, like the music that plays on Twin Peaks whenever Audrey is around. The doom. That's my I wake up to. Been waking up to that for 10 years now. That and I have the X-Files on there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's funny.
Occasionally, I think I also downloaded the Jetsons car. If I really know I need to wake up 100%, I do that one because it's like.
I have Optimus Prime on mine.
Oh, like the.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, man, it's so great. I love it. Yeah. It's, here, let me see if I can find it real quick. Where is that?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Man, I love me some Optimus Prime. I'll tell you that much.
I had good news in my hockey league. It's not a league. Buddy of mine and me get together once a week. We used to get together and play Blades of Steel on Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
And we would try to beat it on amateur or junior, pro, and all-star levels every week. See how far we get.
Yeah.
Then about 2 years ago, we got into a hockey game on PlayStation 2 called NHL Hits.
Okay.
And when PlayStation 2 broke, we went and bought another one, played it. Then the game itself, something happened to, and it freezes up at the same part. So we quit playing that about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then fast forward / rewind from now to about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I go, you know what we need to get back into playing? He's like, Blades of Steel? I go, NHL Hits. And he's like, yep. So we spent that weekend tracking down a brand new PlayStation 2. And we found out that we moved on to there was NHL Hits 02 and 03.
Uh-huh.
Well, then we found out where we picked up the PlayStation 2 that they had a limited release of a game called NHL Hits Pro. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
They came out with it the same year they came out with 3, but they didn't push it a lot. It was their attempt at getting more into a realistic hockey game, but it's so regardless, we've been doing franchise mode. Once a week we get together, we do about 6 to 8 games. We're on the same team.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get to, if you complete certain tasks, like beat these teams, you know, blah, 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 you can get a franchise team. So it's a team you make up 100%, all the names of the players, the name of the team, the logo, everything.
Okay.
And then the goal of it is to get your team into the NHL. Okay.
Yeah.
Just last night, we made our team. We made it to the NHL.
Oh!
We've yet to play a game yet in the NHL. But now we go through a season, then the playoffs. And it's so we got like, and it's even at like 6 to 8 games a week. This is probably going to take us a year to get all the way through the playoffs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's intense. Yep. So I've been working on that this week. Also, you know what I watched the first season of, it's not the first. I think it's the 5th or 6th season, but it was the only season I could find. Gentleman I had spoken with mentioned a show called Alone. You ever seen that? Alone?
Mm-mm.
It's a show. It's like what Survivor should be. It's like they take people and they just drop them off out in the middle of nowhere alone. Yeah.
Who just talked about that with us?
I don't remember.
One of our guests.
Count Chocula. All right. I wasn't going to say it, but now that you're bringing it up, okay? Bruh. You know who I'm talking about, Jen. That guy.
He was not a guest. Okay. But
no,
go ahead.
He wasn't a guest on our show, but it was somebody we had to talk to and deal with momentarily.
Yeah.
All right. I don't remember his name, but we're just calling him that because he looked like he was sitting in a basement and this guy looked like Count Chocula. Anyways.
Yes. Okay. Bruh. Yes. Alone.
He mentioned it. And that got me thinking like that show sounds really good. So I checked it out and there was only one season I could find. Okay. It is really good.
Do you just jump in though? Is it like season five of the same or?
Yeah, it's,
you can jump out
any season. Yeah. You could watch every season is its own season.
Okay. Gotcha. So you
I believe
just
it starts
over.
With 12 or 15 people.
Okay.
And they drop them off out in the middle of nowhere, usually 50 to 100 miles apart. So like, you're not going to run into anybody.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to bring 10 items and that's it. And a lot of these items are like people would bring like a roll of paracord, a sleeping bag, a winter jacket. Like you're dropped off out there and these people are dropped off out there with what can only look like somewhere between 80 and 150 pounds of camera equipment that they have to film every day. And it's this big like trunk. So they don't move very far with the equipment from where they get dropped off at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then while they're out there, it's up to them to film and record. And they have a walkie-talkie that they can use just to radio when they quit. All right, dang. That's it. So yeah. Some of these people, their items they brought were like bow and arrows, but a lot of these people just trap and kill their own food out there. And that part is crazy. Just watching some of these traps they set and just the animals that come in messing with them.
So they have realize, to go do like, the activity and record it.
The activity is surviving. That is the only activity there is.
Right, but I mean, for you to be able to see it, they have to. You only get to see what they're recording.
Yeah, they these people are the constantly cameraman. Setting up cameras.
Yeah, okay.
No, there is no cameraman. No, yeah. And the only people that show up on there besides the one you're watching, and it's just one person by themselves. They're alone, 100%. And some people like get a helicopter drops them off or a boat, depending on where they're at.
Uh-huh.
And I shit you not, some of these people look like they could survive like apocalyptic conditions.
Yeah.
And then like hear a stick snap in the middle of the night and they're like, doo-doo-doo, I'm out. Come get me something. Come get me. And you're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like they were just, and some people make it like obviously all the way to the end.
Right.
Because whoever survives to the end.
What is the end? Is it a certain time though? Or
no, it's when the last person gives up and you don't have any idea when anybody else has given up.
Oh my God.
So you could be out there like an extra 20 days.
Yeah. For no reason.
Until you're like, look, oh, I take that back. The very last person, their family shows up and you hear about it throughout the show. This is no spoiler.
Okay.
But like, that's how you know you won is when, because they do have medical checks.
Okay.
They don't tell you how often it is, but I'm guessing it's probably once every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like a boat or a helicopter shows up. They take your vital signs, do all this, but and you can choose to leave then or stay, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But those are the only, and they show up to collect all the footage.
Gotcha.
That you've recorded and to drop off more crap.
Yeah.
And, but when they show up for a medical check, if your family is with them, that's how you know you've won.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some of these like big burly dudes, you're just like this guy could be out there for like 8 years. Like, does anybody like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But it is crazy. But then, like some people just
Netflix?
Like guy stumbles over a rock. Yeah. Netflix, I believe is what I found it on. And again, I could only find like season 6. I don't know how to find the other 5 seasons.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's a really good show. It's pretty good. It's intense. If you like Survivor or like the idea of Survivor that's less scripted, this is it. This is 100%
raw.
Just survive alone. Yeah. Yep, I liked it.
That's cool.
Yep, that's about what I had going this week. Hockey, smartphones listening in.
Oh, yeah.
Alone.
Yeah, for sure. So last weekend, I had a comedy show in Michigan. It was a good time. It was a little chilly. It was about 49 and rain. That was kind of chilly.
That's about right. It's 83 this week.
Yeah, right.
100%. And, the weather called to be 56 and it ends up being 83.
Yeah. Whether people get paid regardless, it's fine. That was a good time. It was great to see people. On my way back, I was driving next to this girl. So I'm, you know, it's 4 lanes on 75 South and there's a semi in the third lane to the, like, so third lane from the right. So the far third lane.
All right.
And so there's a girl in like a Chevy Cobalt size black car in the fourth lane and the fourth lane's going to end. Construction cones have told us. Okay.
Yep.
And the semi was going, I was in the second lane and she didn't move over when it was time to get over. And then by then it was too late because the semi was right there when she was supposed to merge. and she just blasted into those construction cones at 70 miles an hour and was, she hit two or three of them, and then was swerving all over and then got back onto the freeway, fog lamps blown out, like her bumper dangling. And then she gets up and she goes out around next to me, and I see this little beagle in the front seat with his hand on the dashboard, and he's like,
oh, yeah, wide-eyed, he's probably like, losing his marbles.
Someone help me. I don't know what just happened. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting. And then last night I did a motivational and a comedy show, which was a good time at the hotel. Had some new merch out there. So our merch guy, Dwayne from Highly Dangerous here in Johnson City, well, he's in Kingsport, made me some buttons and magnets, which were super cool. So
nice. Yeah, you selling those on the website?
I'll add them. Yeah.
Nice.
I'll add them this week. Heck yeah. And yeah, so super exciting. And yeah, just have like a lot of cool stuff I'm working on behind the scenes that are going to be, I don't know. I always feel like every time I do something new, like this is going to, it's game changing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this is such a game changer.
That's like about the buttons, huh?
Yeah. Yep. So, but I'm getting ready to go to a mastermind in a week, and I'm super jazzed about that. So that's in Montana. Perfect. Did you see? Oh, you're not on Facebook. I should have sent you this picture. So on Facebook, I posted that, you know, I feel like I'm going to go there and I'm going to level up, you know, like from this mastermind. Right. And so there's a hot tub, and I thought about getting this bathing suit.
Is that for a male or female?
It's not a female. It's like, so I looked up One Piece retro bathing suit, and this is what came up. So it looks like a hairy man's body.
I was going to say, that is total, like, from here, it looks like a hairy man's body, yeah, but that's her bathing suit.
That's the suit.
Hilarious.
That I was like, I even messaged the whole group. I put it out on Facebook, like, hey, I'm going to a mastermind. I'm thinking about getting this bathing suit.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, 100%. You should. I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be all these pictures on. Oh, no. So I had so many questions, though, like, does this come with a razor? You know, like, is it real hair? Is this Sasquatch? Is Sasquatch going to think I'm one of him or her? You know what I mean?
Like, 100% with that much hair on that chest? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Am I going to clog up the hot tub? I mean, I have a lot of questions. Gross. Mm. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So
nice.
But I've been getting other ads just like your buddy ever since I looked that bathing suit up. That's like funny bathing suits. And now it's,
yep. Yeah. It's all downhill.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear you.
Funny suits in the feed.
Nice.
Yeah. So also, at the comedy show last night, so our friend that took the pictures, our anniversary pictures.
Yeah.
She is married. Her husband just graduated from, I guess it would be seminary school. Right? Like college for religious studies, probably. He's going to be a pastor. Anyways, okay. They're moving to be a pastor. And he came to the comedy show last night.
How'd that go over?
It was great. Shannon was laughing so hard at him laughing. So it was pretty funny because he was laughing real hard.
You still doing the cuts for nuts joke?
No, I did not do that one. Yeah. Dang. No, I didn't have
or balls for alls or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't have beave and weave in there.
Oh, beave and weave. Yep.
Yeah. No, I didn't have wigs last night.
All right.
But gosh, it was just, it's so fun to just make any person from any walk of life crack up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is my absolute favorite. And it really is, you know, just talking about this week. One of my coaches asked me to do a video on like just the benefits of laughter, like in a serious way. And there just literally are so many benefits. I mean, I just don't even think people realize like how awesome it is to just laugh. First of all, if I go to a different country, I don't even have to know what you're saying. Cause if I'm laughing, then you already know that I think something's funny. And so then we can laugh and connect without even having to know the same language.
Universal language.
Yeah.
I wonder if it works with aliens. I bet you they don't be like being laughed at.
Well, I wouldn't laugh at them. I would be laughing with them because I feel like my energy would pick up. They would be laughing with me.
They would not be laughing if they showed up.
What if they took my laugh? What if they changed it like bronchitis decided to? That's why I don't know if people know this or not. When I'm actually laughing, I'm laughing at my laugh because my laugh changed after I had bronchitis. So I start wheezing in my laugh now. And so when I'm laughing at my actual laugh because remember I don't when sound you, like that.
No, growing up, you used to laugh like Herman Munster.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. No. I thought that was you.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Who does that?
I don't know.
We'd always get in trouble for laughing. Remember when Dad be like, "Hey, quit laughing up there. Trying to go to sleep." You're like, "Dude, it's 7 o'clock at night. Get a grip.
Sun's up."
Sun's up. quit being a kid. You
I know.
That. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Nice.
Today's episode of So Much Energy is brought to you by Nature's Breakfast Plate Waffles. Did you know that you can pile anything you want onto the top of a waffle and all you have to admit to eating is a waffle? I ordered a waffle the other morning that came with half an apple pie on top of it, and my son ordered a waffle that came with a cinnamon roll the size of an adult's face on top of it. You can pile anything on top of a waffle and still call it a waffle. Waffles. Hell yeah.
Well, nice. Jeffy, you got a list for us this week. I know you're Jen, excited I do have about.
Yes, I do, Jen. I have a list I was psyched about when I come across it. It's huge roles that famous actors turned down, Jen.
Okay.
Big roles in major motion pictures that other famous actors have turned down.
Yeah.
Starting off the list, American Psycho. You familiar with American Psycho? Christian okay. Bale?
Yeah.
Real big into Huey Lewis in the news.
Right.
Yep. And originally, the director for that wanted Leonardo DiCaprio, which I don't think it would have been a good choice there.
Oh, it's so weird to think, you know, on some of these movies that had just like this amazing energy and like the work that they put into it. And you're like, man, that role was made for that person.
Yep.
There's a lot of those that.
It would have been a different movie. Yeah. He was tied up at the time, I think. Oh, you know what? His company, whoever, manager, whoever, wouldn't let him take it because Titanic had just gotten done. Oh. And he had developed basically like a female fan base and they didn't okay. want to tarnish that with American Psycho.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yep. Another one. This one's not, I think it could still be a similar movie. It's just me, Gladiator. You ever see Gladiator yeah. with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Originally they wanted Mel Gibson. Which I think after seeing him in Braveheart, I think he could have pulled it off.
Yeah, I just feel like it'd have a different vibe.
Well, yeah, 100%. A lot of these people that did take on the roles
yeah,
made those movies because they took the role. Well, right. I think a lot of these movies would be totally different movies.
Yeah.
Like Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Originally, they wanted Molly Ringwald.
No.
For the Julia Roberts part.
No. From
the John Hughes films, but she at the time ran off to France and tried to dodge paparazzi. She wanted to get away from Hollywood. So she was not coming back to the States to film Pretty Woman.
Oh.
Which I think again with Molly Ringwald would have been a totally different movie. This one too, and this is Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Originally they wanted Tom Hanks.
Oh no.
Tom Hanks.
No,
I think that would have been a totally different movie. Speaking Dude. Of Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Guess who? Yep. Guess who? When written, the part was written for.
God, please don't be Steve Buscemi.
No, John Travolta.
Oh, no.
John Travolta is Tom Hanks.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
No.
Here's another one. I think it would just been a different show. I don't think it would have been as big of a hit. But The Office, Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Michael Scott, Steve Carell on The Office. Originally, when it came over and they wrote the U.S. version, they wanted Paul Giamatti.
No.
Which I don't think he would have pulled off the comedy aspect as good, obviously, as Steve
I feel
Carell.
Like he's a little, like, Steve Carell's a little more dry, which is perfect for that. But Steve right. Giamatti, or Paul Giamatti, I feel like is little more cocky, you know,
yep.
like it just would yep. have had a totally different.
Right.
No.
Here's one. Footloose. Yeah. Kevin Bacon, Ren McCormick, our kid, we almost named our kid Ren after Kevin Bacon's character in Footloose, but originally they were trying to get Tom Cruise.
No.
Who I think he just came off, not Cocktail. What's the movie he did before Cocktail?
Days of Thunder?
Nope, or even earlier 80s. Some Like It Hot?
Risky Business?
Risky Business. Sorry. Yep. 100% Risky yeah. Business.
Okay.
He just came off that so that they were going to try to get him to do Footloose. He passed on it. They ended up going with Kevin Bacon. Thank God.
Gave Thank a six God. Degrees of
Kevin yeah. Bacon.
Right.
Gave a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, when they made that, they wanted Johnny Depp.
No.
No,
thanks.
Again, it would have been a different kind of movie, but I think at the time he was young enough. I think he could have pulled it off, but it just would have been a different kind of. I don't think it would have made it into.
I guess it's just hard culture. Anyway. Yeah, even just to think about somebody else being in those major roles, especially when they're like, you know, culture classics.
Yep. Here's one: The Godfather, Al Pacino, mm-hmm. Marlon Brando, but the Al Pacino role.
Yeah.
Originally, they wanted Jack Nicholson.
Oh. I don't know. He still got like that mafia vibe, you know?
Yeah. I don't think he ever did too many of those type of movies though.
No, but I feel like he just has that vibe that like you do him wrong and you're going to get it.
Right. Here's one, Brokeback Mountain, the Jake Gyllenhaal role, Brokeback Mountain.
Uh-huh.
They originally wanted Mark Wahlberg.
Oh no.
Yep.
No.
Here's one that I just don't get. I don't get this. And again, this is why Spielberg and Lucas, when they team up, I'm pretty sure Lucas a lot of times just tells Spielberg, like, no, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those Star Wars, Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
Okay.
Spielberg wanted Al Pacino. Al Pacino as the Han Solo character.
No. No. Oh.
Nope, here's another one. Again, here's another one. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Harrison Ford. Guess who Spielberg wanted for that?
Oh.
Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones. Tom Selleck.
No.
And he would have did it, except they had contractual obligations with Magnum PI at the time, and he couldn't do it. So they passed on him, went with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know. Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights. Again, they wanted Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, no.
Yep. Nope.
No.
He didn't stay. I think that was contractual obligations. Here's the last one I got. And I don't think this one, I think it just would have been a totally different movie, but I think equally as popular.
Okay.
The Matrix, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu! the Keanu Reeves character in The Matrix, Will Smith.
Oh.
I feel he could have pulled it off, but I think Keanu Reeves has like a deadpan acting style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think Will Smith maybe would have been too animated.
Yeah.
Possibly. And then here's one.
Okay.
Oh, here's one I didn't write down, but I wanted to, it's an honorable mention. And I should have wrote it down only because I'm still thinking about it. Was the movie Seven. What's in the box?
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt character.
Yeah.
Who's he in that with? Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt character, they originally wanted Denzel Washington. I think that would have, I think it would have been a different movie, but still equally as good of a movie. I bet.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was famous, huge roles that famous actors turned down.
Gosh. It's so crazy too, because if it's for contractual obligation, it just kind of stinks, because that could have been like the next major role too. And like so different. Like when Leonardo, if he was held by like Titanic because something else was, you know, gory or, you know, too much. Oh, was it Boogie Nights? No, that would have been more skin than he was not showing in Titanic.
American Psycho and Boogie Nights. I think. Both of those movies, he was still had something going with Titanic for both of them.
So, it's just interesting what the obligations are.
You know? It's hard to say too where John Travolta would be today if had he chose the Forrest Gump role.
Yeah.
That's so goofy.
That is crazy. So, Well, cool. Right. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Stay tuned.
Do you ever get the feeling you're being watched or followed? Ninja. Or hear a noise but couldn't explain its origin? Ninja. Have you ever accidentally stepped on caltrops strategically placed in your path? Or been baffled when someone you were just walking and talking to instantly vanishes in a plume of smoke? Ninja. Beware, they are always watching, waiting. Ninja. Ninja.
All right, Jen.
So, Jeff Jones, you got pep in your step this week?
Jen, I do this week, and I have two things for pep in the step.
Okay.
First thing, three times this past week, I've taken the time to make great dinners that I've looked forward to. Like, not just, instead of just making dinner, like, oh, I'm just going to make spaghetti. Like,
yeah,
I made spaghetti. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I've been looking forward to like hamburgers and beef gravy, which is pretty much just a hot hamburger without the bread, hamburgers and beef gravy.
Yeah.
And the son had to work late and the wife was at her parents. The youngest one didn't want anything. I'm like, you know what? I'm making real mashed potatoes and four hamburgers, Jen, I made for myself. Hamburgers with beef gravy, four of them. I wasn't dicking around. I just told myself, if I don't eat it,
come up and go, okay, I guess I'm hungry.
I even tried after they got done. I go, Em, are you sure you don't want a cheeseburger? I have four of them. And he's like, I'm just not hungry, Dad. He's like, just give it to Jethro. Like, I'm not giving it to the dog unless I don't eat it.
Yeah.
I ate it all.
All four of them?
Yeah. And you should have seen, I made at least a pound of Redskin mashed potatoes, like real ones. And they were so hot that the whole time I ate all four hamburgers and then still tried to finish the mashed potatoes, which I did, they were still hot and burning my mouth as I was still eating them. I don't know what happened.
That's awesome. So yeah.
Yep. That and Chucky has been coming over and he has recently started looking into getting a go-kart.
Yeah.
And we're upping our racing game to our own go-karts racing because I have one. He's looking to get one. We're getting mine up and running. Plus, we used to be on a go-kart. Him and I had a go-kart league prior to COVID.
Yeah.
And since then, that go-kart company is no longer there. A different one took over. Higher prices. No. So we're still racing on the PlayStation, RC racing, and now we're trying to up it to go-kart racing. We're probably going to start building the track out here in the woods at some point coming up as soon as we can get the kart.
Cool. Yep. I need to get one to trailer it up there so I can race where I'm visiting.
I have a two-seater, Jen.
Well, I need a built-in diaper because I will wet my pants from laughing too hard.
I don't want you to pee on my seat. I just redid my seats. Put new wood in them, new fabric, everything.
I'll just wear a snowsuit so it doesn't get through.
Gross. Gross. You got any pep in your step?
Yeah, remember bread bags in your moon boots?
Yes.
Like, I just have to tie bread bags around my legs, like the top of my leg.
Gross. At least I know my cart will be cat crab free.
I'll just bring a doggy pee pad.
You're in luck, Jen.
Yes. Right. Yeah,
pepping
myself this week. Just working on some new stuff. I can't wait to I can't really say anything about it yet because it's in the works and I have some new stuff coming out and I'm super excited. Game changers.
Nice,
Game changers
Jen.
Coming up.
Nice. Yeah. I also got a new idea I want to run by you at some point when you get a second. Just remind me of that. I do. I got a good idea I want to run by you.
Okay. Cool. I hope it's like pencil erasers.
No, it's not. This is not an item. This is something that I'm going to throw together.
Oh.
But you got to remind me. I just thought of it and I'm going to forget again if you don't remind me.
I'll remind you. All right, everybody. Well, we will see you again next week. It's already May. Happy May Day.
Yep. Toodles.
Yeah. Actually, when this comes out, it's going to be Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Nice, Jen.
Yeah.
Preceded by Revenge of the 5th.
And then may your sixth sense continue.
What?
Stupid. Okay, bye.